Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was 40 years ago tonight that 11 people died when they were caught in a crush of people at a Who concert in Cincinnati. Legendary New York DJ Dennis Elsis, now with WFUV, was on the air on WNEW-FM that night 40 years ago. Dennis, take us back. What happened that night outside the old Riverfront Coliseum in Cincinnati?
Well, you know, folks were lined up to see The Who. More than 18,000 tickets were sold, and about 14,000 of those, and I believe they were $10 each, were general admission, you know, standing on the floor. So that's a lot of people not in their seats in such a huge auditorium. Only 3,000 or 4,000 were sold with actual seats. So the crowd lined up, and you know how crowds can get a little restless. And apparently one of the radio stations in town had said doors would open at 5, and it just seemed to evolve into something that no one could have predicted. Folks were getting edgy. They started hearing music. They didn't know if the concert was, if The Who were finishing up a sound check. Actually, it is said that they were showing parts of the film that was out at that time, Quadrophenia. Whatever it was, the crowd started to surge. There weren't enough doors open. There wasn't enough security. And the unbelievable happened. There was a crush and people got killed.
Now, I understand the show went on. The Who didn't even know what had happened right outside the doors of the arena?
Well, apparently the fire marshal suggested that, yes, the show should go on. The Who staff, The Who never found out about it till after the show. But the I guess the fire marshal suggested to The Who's management that they had to have the show go on, that there might be even more of a riot if the show was stopped.
Did this tragedy make concert promoters and venues rethink how they handled big crowds?
Oh, I'm sure it did. I mean, the idea of selling so many freestanding seats definitely had to be given some thought. And of course, today there's so much security for a different reason. Of course, it's more for the threats that we've occurred in this time. So I think crowd control in general in the 21st century is a completely different operation.
One of our city's great musicologists, Dennis Elsis, over WFUV. Dennis, great talking with you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.